Now, so far, we've built a simple say hello activity that returns a greeting. In this exercise, we're going to modify it to meet a new requirement. And the new requirement says, when the name provided is not blank, we're going to return a personalized greeting. But when the name provided is blank, we return a generic greeting. And of course, we still generate the greeting on a background thread. So there are a couple of things we're going to do here. First of all, we'll write the test to verify this behavior. Then we'll modify the say hello activity to make the test pass. Let's start with task one. So the first thing we're going to do is write our test. So I have the test code here. So we can just copy this and paste it right into the test. And so what we do here is we create our output dictionary. We invoke it with a blank name. This is what we expect to see, greetings from workflow 4. You might want to copy this text because you have to get it exactly right, case and all, okay, when you create the activity. All right, so let's run the test. Of course, this test will fail, but that's good. That's what we want to see, is our test failing, so we know it's a good test. Now let's make this test pass. So if we open our say hello, we see that we have an assign for the personalized greeting and an assign for the activity thread. So I'm going to actually update the name of this to assign personalized greeting, just so we can tell the difference. And then we need to drop an if activity up here. And so I'm going to say if username is blank. This is just a display name. The actual condition that gets evaluated is here. So we'll use string.isNull or whitespace username. So there's our VB expression. All right, so now we have the if expression. So if the name is blank, so we'll drop our personalized greeting over here on the else side because that's when the name is not blank. And let's drop another activity over here on the then side. So if it is blank, we're going to create a generic greeting. So I paste it in from the test. Greetings from workflow 4. All right, and we're going to just set the name of this to be assign generic greeting, just a display name, but it makes it a little easier to read the flow of this if statement. So I can see looking at my sequence, okay, if the username is blank, then I'm going to assign a generic greeting, otherwise I'll assign a personalized greeting. So it's kind of like commenting the code. In our verification, we'll test the unit test and then run the console. So let's run our unit tests. And we see that our unit tests are passing. That's great. Now let's go on and run it in the console. In this case, we're going to enter a blank name in the console and see if we get our generic greeting. So just press enter, and there we get our generic greeting. And that is the end of the Introduction to Workflow Lab. Now, there's a lot more coming. We're going to create more labs like this in this format. We have other resources here in the summary page where you can click to go find things on the web. We have Endpoint TV. We have things on Visual Studio Gallery, MSDN Code Gallery, CodePlex, blogs. Go check it out. There's a lot of great stuff. And we have a place for you to provide feedback on this lab as well. This is a brand new kind of lab experience built with the Feature Builder power tool from the Visual Studio team. So, you know, we want to see what you think about it. So let us know what you think. Check it out and look for more labs coming soon. And we'll see you next time on Endpoint TV.